AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is warning Iran to get serious soon on negotiating a deal to end the war.
They are begging to make a deal, not me. They're begging to make a deal. And anybody that saw what was happening over there would understand why they want to make a deal. But they say, oh, we're not talking to them. Anybody would know that. And only a total fool. And they're not fools. They're very smart, actually, in a certain way. And they're great negotiators. I say they're lousy fighters, but they're great negotiators.
The president said at his cabinet meeting, Iran is being obliterated. The AP Sagar Magani reports a long war could test Republican loyalty to President Trump.
An AP Norick Center for Public Affairs research poll finds about 63% of Republicans back strikes on Iranian targets, but only about a fifth support deploying American ground troops. Even as he plays up success in Iran.
We're winning so big, nobody's ever seen anything like we're doing in the Middle East with Iran.
The survey indicates the president risks frustrating GOP voters during a midterm election year if the Iran war becomes the type of prolonged Mideast battle he promised to avoid. Rising gas prices could also be a problem. About 6 in 10 Republicans say they're at least somewhat concerned about being able to afford gas in coming months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Savannah Guthrie apologized to her family if she is to blame for her mother's disappearance.
And somebody thought, oh, that girl, that lady has money. We can get make a quick buck. I mean, that would make sense, but we don't know. But yeah, that's probably, which is too much to bear.
Guthrie was on NBC's Today Show. Nancy Guthrie was last seen in Arizona almost 2 months ago. This is AP News. Federal funding to update Native American health facilities is failing to catch up to community needs.
Many Indian Health Service clinics and hospitals are aging and dilapidated, and the agency is still working off a replacement priority list from 1993. In February, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. pledged $1 billion toward the 7 projects remaining on that list, but said it would take $8 billion to complete them. Meanwhile, the IHS patient population is growing. Geraldine Church is CEO of the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board. She says the IHS hospital in Rapid City, South Dakota, was on that 1993 list until it finally got replaced 3 years ago.
We are already outgrowing this facility.
Church says that's a sign. The IHS is lagging far behind Indian country's healthcare needs. I'm Savannah Peters.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.